How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Here we are, Monday, fallout from the Survivor Series. Not sure if you guys are aware or not, we have a new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and his name is Sheamus. Sheamus, your new champion. Roman Reigns won the tournament. He beat Dean Ambrose in the finals. If you listened to the show yesterday, I strongly voted against doing this match in the finals. Because I thought, you know what, there's not a whole lot of special matches left. And Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose is a special match. If you're going to do that match, you should hold it off. Maybe do it at the Royal Rumble. Maybe even do something where Roman Reigns wins the championship, Dean Ambrose wins the Royal Rumble, you do that big first ever Roman Reigns-Dean Ambrose match at WrestleMania. Don't do it at Survivor Series in the finals of a tournament where you can't even really advertise it. Well, they did. And not only did they do it, it was 9 minutes long. They had a 9-minute match. They rushed through all of their moves, and Roman Reigns beat him clean in the middle of the ring. And that was the end of that. Then, of course, Sheamus cashed in, beat Roman Reigns, and won the WWE World Heavyweight title. Celebrated in the ring with Triple H afterwards. Looks like Sheamus is the new head of the Authority. He will be feuding with Roman Reigns from here on out. And already, the phone lines are going crazy. Because I have an idea today that all anybody's going to ever want to talk about is Sheamus and the WWE World Heavyweight title, what's happening on Raw tonight, and everything else. So we will take calls after the break. I'll throw out the numbers when we come back. You can always grab them on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Back with Mike Sempervivi and more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Studio line today, 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Give us a call, give us a text, let us know what you think about Sheamus, your brand new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Going to be all over the show tonight. They just had him on a conference call for WWE. If you want to listen to the whole 45 minutes, it's up right now on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Defending the title against Roman Reigns, likely at TLC. I guess we'll find out. Mike, what'd you think about this finish?
What can I say that hasn't already been said by pretty much everyone else? I'm not sure, coming out of this, why I care about seeing Roman Reigns in the chase. Why I care about seeing him go after the title. He has lost a lot. Talked about this on Sunday. It's like in Japan, Roki Goto. Big star over there. Good star. Solid performer. Upper mid card. He has lost so many IWGP title matches, nobody takes him as a top guy. He could be there. He could be there for a long time, and people will be happy to see him, but is not title material. Right now, what makes Roman Reigns title material? And the worst part is, throughout his quest to get this title, he slayed his giant. He gets into that match with Cesaro that's awesome. He defeats Alberto Del Rio, your U.S. champion, who defeated your biggest star in John Cena and sent him actually packing, and was your big money signee, that was your big surprise return. And then in a first-time-ever match against Dean Ambrose, right? Basically, that's how you could sell this thing. They give it away. It ends up being very short. The good part is the title was decided in it, and then you go and take that away by having this guy who you're trying to get over as a superstar, you're trying to get over as the big thing that people need to rally around, and people need to part of this guy's Roman Empire, and you have him lose to, instead of just having him defeat Sheamus, instead of having Sheamus come out there, who has been a joke this whole time, cash in the briefcase and then get waylaid by Roman Reigns to at least try to attach something else to the guy you want to build up. No, you got to get cute and you got to go with your story. And you look back at Daniel Bryan and that story. They're going to attach a story to this, and Roman's still not there yet. His quest has got to continue. Why? He stood up last night where he played college football at Georgia Tech and got booed. Why? Because he lost to a loser. So he went through this entire quest to try to be a winner, gets a brief moment, gets outsmarted by the heel, and then is left crying in the ring, Backlund-esque in 1982. I don't know if I really care about seeing Roman Reigns. Now I just want to see Brock Lesnar come back, and I want to see Kevin Owens punch somebody in the face, because what else we got?
Let's be fair, Mike. Did you want to see Roman Reigns before?
Yeah, you know what? Yes. I've never been as down on Roman Reigns as other people. I think he's got a place, and I think he's been somebody that, hey, try to push him. You don't have to make him a babyface. I mean, that's where I think I differ than WWE, is if people hate him that much, make him a heel. Make him smarmy. Do what you have to do with him. But yeah, I mean, push him and take care of him, which they certainly did a hell of a job of it.
I know we got a lot of people that want to call in, so let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from? What do you think about Sheamus?
This is Rich from Tampa Bay. What's going on, y'all?
Yes.
I'm flabbergasted by the result last night.
Really?
Hold on.
Are you really flabbergasted by what happened last night?
No. I can understand why what happened, but I was just going to say this. If this business is built to draw money, how does Sheamus, a man who has never and will never draw a dime, win your world title in 2016.
Allow me to explain, my friend. Allow me to explain. I'm going to answer this question for you. I want to thank you very much for the call. Let me tell you how Sheamus is going to draw money, okay? Why are you laughing?
Because I'm waiting for you to say, dip him in a pile of honey and then roll him in dollar bills. That's the only way he's drawing money.
Here's how this guy is going to draw money. You ready? He's not, but
welfare money.
Hold on. So their idea is that Roman Reigns is going to be the next John Cena, the next Hulk Hogan, the next Bruno Sammartino, the next whoever, their great babyface star. However, everybody is still booing the man. And so their idea is, we'll screw the guy over again. We're going to put this title on Sheamus, who everybody hates. We're going to build up this storyline between Roman Reigns and Sheamus. And finally, Roman Reigns is going to beat Sheamus, and then he will be cheered. And he will sell a lot of merchandise. And he will sell tickets to shows. And you'll buy the network to see him. That is how they think that Sheamus is going to draw money. He's the setup guy for Roman Reigns. The problem, as you noted, and as everybody with a brain has noted, and as how I brought up 4 weeks ago when they first announced it was going to be Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins at Survivor Series. And I just want to mention, everybody, all of our shows are up right now at WrestlingObserver.com if you're a subscriber. All 7,000 for the last 10 years. So if you think I'm just a blowhard, you can go up and you can listen to a show from 4 weeks ago and you can hear me say this. Now is the time with Roman Reigns. I said it 4 weeks ago. I said it last night. There comes a time when you're beaten one too many times. I said this man has failed at Mania. This man has failed at Money in the Bank. This man has failed and failed and failed and failed and failed. Now is the time to give him the championship and let him give it a shot. The business is not going to collapse. They're not going to lose money. They're not going to go out of business. If it doesn't work 6-8 months down the road, fine. Put it on John Cena. Put it on whoever. It doesn't matter. But now is the time, because if you beat this guy again, this could be the end of his chances in the eyes of a lot of these fans. Roman Reigns is booed on television, but you know what? He does sell a lot of merchandise. And when they do house show events, he's almost universally cheered, because there's a large section of the audience that loves Roman Reigns and they have faith in him. And there is a very vocal group of young males that don't like Roman Reigns, and they don't want to see him in this position, and they boo him. Now, as I've learned personally over the last 10 years, you'll never get everybody to like you. You're not gonna. They'll never get everybody to like Roman Reigns. So, what they should have done is just put the title on the guy, let all of the women and the children and the parents buy stuff for their kids, and be happy as clams at all these house shows, and be okay with the idea that the television male 18 to 24 audience is going to boo the guy, and just say, you know what? So what? He's our guy. We're going to push him, and that's the end of that. Instead, in an effort to try to make those people like him, which they're never going to do, they had him fail again. They had him win and immediately lose and cry in the middle of the ring. Now, maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe you can all go back tomorrow and say, oh, listen to Brian on yesterday's Observer Live. What a damn idiot. He thought that tonight on Raw, Roman Reigns was going to be booed. And instead, the whole building cheered him. I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to come out tonight and he's going to be booed just like he's always been booed, because you're not going to get those fans to cheer him no matter what you do, and certainly not with a scenario like this. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Brian? How you doing today? This is John in Memphis.
Yes, John, what's up?
First of all, that is true. You are correct. Not everybody is going to like you, Brian, especially some of the people on the board that really does not like you.
That's right.
We could tent with you. Before I start, I got to ask you a question about technology. Did you have problems logging into the network yesterday?
No, but a lot of people did. They had a network issue that affected a large number of subscribers. I believe it was cleared up before the show actually went on the air, for most people.
Not most people, but because a friend of mine's, he has a smart TV. It wasn't an Apple. It was another brand. He couldn't get in on the.
So you're telling me your friend is most people? Sounds like one guy.
What? It was a friend of mine's. But we had it on. I use my phone and stuff like that. But I don't want to mention that. Let's talk about this god awful this pay per view. I can't say this pay-per-view was, except for the first two matches, everything else was not that very good. I did not
That's true.
The Undertaker match was predictable. The Charlotte match was predictable.
Actually, John, we got to head to a break here, but I want to talk about the matches you talked about when we come back from the break. There was good stuff on the show, everybody, and also bad stuff. We'll take more calls after the break as well. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. It is a new day, baby. We got Sheamus as the champion. I'm going to head to the phone calls here in just a moment. I don't want to be a jerk. I do appreciate all of our callers. But on days like this where we have a lot of people calling in, I need everyone to make their point quick. Should also mention, we'll never get through all of these text messages, but whoever it was that texted me and said, hey, babe, can we meet up tonight? I miss you so much. I am unavailable. To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Tony in Omaha.
Yes, Tony.
Just 2 points. I have a new moniker for this era. I mean, besides the mid-card era, it's the resentment era.
The resentment era? They resent you, the fans?
Yeah, we hate them. They hate us. They don't give us what we want. So we react in kind.
Huh.
You know, like, I'm terrified for anybody coming up from NXT. Like, even someone who you think Vince would like, I think that he's going to just try to put the kibosh on them. Just like, these guys, you know, can't cut it. And now we're in an era where they're not going to be able to bring anybody back pretty soon either. Dude, you know, they pushed them completely down our throats. They're not going to want to see Cena in 10 years, Orton, come back for WrestleMania. And I'm just terrified for anyone who's going to be called up, because they're going to be just another mid-carder.
Well, some guys will get over. What was your second point?
And then my second point was just that I don't trust them. anymore to do anything right. You know, so I'm just going to have to go and find alternatives or keep my alternatives, my New Japan, my hopefully Lucha Underground, you know, things of that nature. I'm, you know, tired of complaining. I'm done complaining. I'm just going to, you know, watch, not watch. You know, there's no passion for WWE left in me, essentially.
Well, first off, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to head to the next person here. But I do want to say that we got a ton of signups to the website this morning. And the last time something like this happened, I believe it was the Royal Rumble where Daniel Bryan got eliminated and Roman Reigns won. And we got a bunch of signups the next day. And we often get signups when WWE does something really dumb. And I remember the outrage when they got rid of Daniel Bryan and they gave Roman Reigns the Royal Rumble win. And I was flooded for days with people saying, that's it, I'm quitting the network, I hate this, they never give us what we want, this is so stupid, screw this company, I quit, I'll never be back. And I thought, wow, how about that? And then later we got the network numbers for that period, and they were through the roof. I don't know what any of that means, but actually, I do know what it means. I'll bet they're through the roof today because of what happened at Survivor Series, and you can make of that what you will. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Dave from Connecticut.
Yes, Dave.
Hey, I was just wondering, as a person who really likes, you know, Dave Bios on wrestlers who have passed away, I have a copy of Tributes, too, and that's really good. But I was wondering, maybe for subscribers, and I've been one for 10 years, if you could make, like, a PDF that encompasses all of his biographies, and maybe sell it in the store or just give it to us.
Well, all I will say, I want to thank you very much for the call, is that we have an idea in the works. It's not a PDF, and I don't want to talk about it because it's going to probably be quite a while before we get it going, but we have an idea. What's so funny?
Nothing.
That we have an idea?
No, that it's this one I know is not actually really your department.
Yeah, this is not my department. There's a lot of stuff that's not my department. I'm trying to be very friendly. The guy who send me the tweet asking why his podcasts weren't working on his Android. Support at WrestlingObserver.com. I've never even held an Android.
You're the face of the franchise, son.
Apparently I am. To the toll-free line. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim. I hear you're all over Taz's show now. Is that right?
Do what now?
You're all over Taz's show now.
Yeah, I called in a time or two talking about women's wrestling. I wish you weren't on so early in the morning, just 7 to 9. That's real.
Well, what's up?
For one thing, I do watch Pop TV, so somebody that's called any show does watch Pop TV from time to time.
What do you watch on there?
Soaps.
Soap operas?
Yeah.
What soap operas do they have on there?
Young and the Restless and things like that.
Really? How about that?
Yeah, that's the big thing, the selling point of, I think, the network it was built around was, because I think it's the soap opera, the soap network disappeared and everything, where this channel was basically being used to have reruns of all the stories you may have missed during the day because you were working, so they decided to replay those in General Hospital all in the afternoon. And apparently the other thing is, not Survivor, but what's the show, Big Brother, the one that Jesse Goddard's was on, they do an extended show or something like that where they had a live camera up in the house for, I have no idea how these shows work.
But these aren't first-run soap operas. Are they replays?
They're replays of that day's. They're same-day replays. The Survivor stuff, and I guess the original CBS stuff that's on there that's an extension of the reality shows they already have.
Oh, sounds like a hell of a deal.
Well, I was going to talk about the match between Paige and Charlotte last night. I thought it was a right good match. What did you think of it?
I thought it was okay, but it just was, they went like 15 minutes, and there was no extended portion of the match where Charlotte was getting beaten on. And I know that some people don't like patterns, but to me it was just one girl beat the other girl, then they switched, 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 then they went home. It's like, okay, well, that was weird.
Well, you know, one thing I noticed, wouldn't it have made more sense after they introduced Paige if Charlotte would have really ran to the ring and just tackled Paige and really just went to town on her?
Yes, that would have made much more sense. That's exactly what they should have done. You know, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to go to the next person here, but what I did think was funny about last night was Charlotte and Paige had a match, that was built around Paige making fun of Charlotte's deceased brother. And meanwhile, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose were best friends. And of the two matches, the best friends had a much more wild, angry, violent brawl than the two girls that were battling over someone's deceased brother. That was weird.
Well, I will say this, at least to some sensibility came in, because I don't know if we mentioned this yet or not, but for anybody that missed it, all references to the deceased brother were taken out, and they did distance themselves from it.
Yes, they did. Studio line, you're on the air.
It's John from Arkansas.
Yes.
The Sheamus thing, oh my God. I'm just going to start drinking earlier tonight. I started last night after what they did, but dear Lord, ugh.
Does this drinking help? I've never tried this scenario.
Sometimes it does, actually. At least it makes you forget what you just saw.
That's a lot of alcohol, John. You need to watch yourself.
I know. Tell me about it. I get depressed constantly when I watch this product. You know, and I think I figured out why the numbers get so high. They lure people in under a false sense of security that you're going to get something you don't actually get. Like, I don't know, retro content from old film libraries and things like that. I know I've been waiting for my classic Georgia Championship Wrestling and Crockett era stuff, but I still haven't got any of that on the network. Hey, thanks, guys. You're right on top of everything.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Got a tweet here saying that Pop TV has 2 hours of 90210 every afternoon. So
hey,
alert Big Dave.
He's going to be happy about that. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Ax me?
Yes.
Don't do that.
Roman Reigns, number one, did you have any want at all to see his acting range? Is that important to you?
If it's effective.
Let's see, but as a wrestler, I mean, Goldberg, did you hear about his acting range? You know, plenty of guys that have come along.
I talked about him crying in the ring last night.
It's amazing that they have got to put this story together. He's got to show vulnerabilities. He's got to be this. When the reality is, he got a good enough pop last night after everybody thought that he won the title. And then if maybe Bo Dallas takes his interview time tonight and he comes out and he utters like 8 words and then kills Bo Dallas, people would cheer. He comes out Thursday, kills another geek. People cheer. It doesn't say a whole lot. He's just here. And you know what, Hunter, I don't trust you. I didn't take your handshake. In theory, in my crazy world, he would have defeated Sheamus as well. And it's a new era, the era of the spreading Roman Empire. And you can either like it or you can get mowed over. And he just goes and kills people. And sooner or later, you know, he's going to face Kevin Owens. He's going to get, you know, probably more boos than cheers. He's going to face somebody else people like. He'll get more boos than cheers. But when he's killing all the other geeks, odds are, if presented in a fashion where people want to see this dude and he's a winner, at some point people are going to come around to him, or at least enough people will. You got the kids, you got the chicks. They make a lot of noise. You sell a lot of merchandise. The other ones, By showing his acting range and having him lose, the people that already hate him, what is it, they going to like him now? All of a sudden, he's going to turn around and be the darling.
What
somehow
18 to 24 year old men like to see is a man crying in the ring because he had his belt taken from him.
Bruh. Oh, man.
You know what's funny is him crying in the ring, I'm sure, was very effective to the women and children.
It was great for
Guess
my
what?
Twitter.
They already love him. Do you
yeah.
think that him crying in the ring was effective to 18 to 34-year-old males? I'll bet not. Back in a moment with Steve Corino, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. We're back here on a very busy day today, Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervivi, as well as Steve Corino, who is joining us here today. A lot of things to talk about with Steve. And how you doing today?
Doing well. How about you guys?
Not too bad. Did you have your surgery last week?
I did. I had it last Monday morning, so I'm a week out of surgery.
You know, for those that are unaware, there was a feud being built up between you and BJ Whitmer. And a long time ago, I got the television taping results where you came out and announced you needed neck surgery and your in-ring career was effectively over. And I remember not believing one word of it. And
you weren't the only one.
I was later told, yeah. No, dude, this is real.
Yeah.
Tell us Take us through the timeline.
Well, it's crazy. I was just explaining this to like a buddy of mine that's not a wrestling fan, how this all came by. And so the day after the ROH pay-per-view in September, you know, we shot the thing with me and BJ where I hit him with the quarters finally, knowing that, you know, no tolerance policy, I would be suspended or fired. But, you know, I got pushed to the limit. Finally, after 2 years, I punched him out with the quarters. Old Roddy Piper, Don Morocco. There was a couple people on Twitter that said it reminded them of that and made me smile. So everything's good. You know, I know the final battle match is coming up, or we're going to announce it on the next TV. But then I had to go for an MRI for my neck, which has just been bothering me. But, you know, I thought it was 21 years of just, you know, being dropped on my head by Otani too much. And, you know, I'm sure the balls, chair shots in the 90s and early 2000s didn't do me any favors. So I never expected in a million years. I just thought that they would tell me that, like, you're going to need some pain management, probably some shots to, you know, ease the discs and stuff like that. Get through the MRI. The doctor's like, hey, man, you're in trouble. And basically he was saying that, like, because my C4, 5, and C4, C5, C6 were all just a mess. You know, and they were, there was not enough spinal fluid, and that's why I was getting the tingliness down my arm, and there was bone spurs everywhere. And, yeah, he said, look, we got to fuse these together, and, you know, you're done. And I said, well, when's the surgery? It's November 16th. And the wrestler in me goes, well, we're taping TV on October 23rd. How bad could it be? He's like, let me tell you how bad it's going to be. He goes, you and your wife could leave here today and get into a fender bender. She might get whiplash. You might not be able to walk ever again. I said, whoa. So, you know, there it is. You know, it really painted us into a Ring of Honor, into a corner booking-wise, because, you know, the slow burn of me and BJ's go on so long, and, you know, what do we do right now? And, you know, and then as for TV, I've been suspended for as a commentator. It's like, where do we go now? So, you know, putting the thinking caps on, we're going to make it work. But, yeah, just it stopped me in my tracks because, you know, I'm 42. I knew that, you know, eventually I wouldn't be able to bump anymore. And, yeah, I'm cautious when I'm working indie matches and stuff like that. But, yeah, never in a million years did I think that I was going to need the fusion surgery.
You know, I had asked somebody about the timeline, and that's essentially exactly what they told me. And I thought the same thing. The whole, man, they suspended him in storyline to set up a match, and now he can't do the match, and he's been suspended. So this guy is screwed right now.
Right, and so what do you do? You know, and it's, now with Ring of Honor, I saw Mr. Wrestling 3 debuting. I thought, man, it's pretty smart. But, you know, it's where do we go from here? And I guess that's the fun of the creative part of wrestling is, okay, this did not go how we have planned it. And, you know, originally, and I don't think anybody knows this, but originally the match was going to be last year at Final Battle. And then, you know, something was going on where it ended up being Roddy and Adam Page and or was it BJ? I don't remember. One of the two. No, I think it was Roddy and Page. And then we thought, okay, best in the world, that's when we'll do the match. But then BJ blew out his knee, and, you know, he had to have the ACL surgery. So it's like, okay, Final Battle 2015, we'll finally get this going. And then, you know, I'm the one that pulls up lame. And, you know, to the fans out there, maybe by Final Battle 2027, we'll get this thing settled.
Well, I have a potential scenario, but I won't talk about it here on the air, but I think it would be pretty cool. Maybe off the air, I'll run it by you.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you've got something.
Yes. I'm fortunate enough that, you know, if you put on the mask and you pretend to be somebody else, you know, not everybody will call you on your BS.
Now, I do remember that when Kurt Angle, and he had a different kind of surgery than you did. He had the minimally invasive, but I mean, he went under the knife and he woke up and felt great. And obviously there's going to be soreness and pain when you have everything fused together, but how are you feeling today as compared to before you went in?
Oh, I can feel my arm. That was the first thing I noticed when I woke up, is that I don't have any tingliness in my arm. But, you know, the pain of, like, where the incision is, you know, I got to wear the collar for a month. It's very uncomfortable, but I just know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm going to be able to, you know, pick up my child and, you know, have a good life if I don't ever return to the ring. And that's, you know, on Ring of Honor television, I said goodbye without saying goodbye just in case. You know, it was one of those things where, and I've never written a promo before in my life. And I went and, you know, Hunter came to me and said, look, I want you to tell the truth out there. He's like, you're hurt. You got to just tell the truth. And so I went and I wrote stuff and, you know, and that was the promo that was on Destination America last week. And, you know, I couldn't have been more my real self, like the guy that, you know, changes my little baby's dirty diapers, you know, in that promo. And, you know, but it's one of those things like, do I want to come back to the ring? Yeah, of course I do. I probably want to wrestle until I'm 85 years old, like Jimmy Valiant. But, you know, the reality is you know, if I can come back, am I going to be as good as I was, you know, before the surgery? Or was I really ever that good? You know, is it something to where...
Now, didn't they say you can't come back?
He really advised not to come back.
So what are we talking about
yeah.
here?
Yeah, defying the odds. You know, luckily my wife doesn't listen to this station, you know. Yeah, but I even thought, like, you know, if I did come back, you know, would I just do it as Mr. Wrestling 3 on some fun shows, do six-man and fit into the giant Baba role of just putting the boot up every once in a while? And, you know, but...
Carino Funk and Roller will be perfect.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. Right now, I can't see it, you know, I can't see me getting back in the ring, you know, just because I have that fear that, I know C4, C5, and C6 are now, you know, good as new with the titanium plate, but what about C2? What about, you know, what about the other vertebrae and stuff? But, you know, it was definitely sobering, and you know, I can't imagine, you know, I was never a pill guy. Like, can you believe that? Like, in wrestling, you have a couple guys that are not a pill guy. Like, I can't tell you how sick these painkillers make me. I'm thinking, why do you guys want to go on this stuff? Man, it's like making me throw up and... constipated. It's pain in the rear.
Yeah, some people are fine with them. They just feel great. And some people have one and they're vomiting everywhere.
That's me. It's nuts, you know?
I know my wife had dental work and they gave her some, I think it was Vicodin. And if she took a half, she would be vomiting. And it was like, wow, that's kind of weird. Because that's kind of But anyway,
right there with her.
That's right. So now I guess we just wait and see where things go with you. I thought that you had an awesome retirement speech, if you want to call it a retirement speech. I mean, I it was funny because I watched it, and at the time I still was skeptical because people had told me this is real, and I was like, this ain't real. This is wrestling. I mean, come on. You know?
Exactly. What have we seen for 100 years, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I've gotten tons of emails from, you know, friends of mine that were like, man, you really worked that really well. I'm thinking, oh, you don't even know.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. I watched it and I was like, you know, for a fake deal here, damn, that's a great speech. And you know what? The first thing that I thought of was years ago, Mark Henry did a speech where he pretended like he was going to retire. And it was all a swerve.
I remember that.
And I was like,
it was awesome too, right?
Yeah. I thought, dude, this was the best retirement speech I've heard in years, and it was a swerve. It was like, man. I thought the same thing when I saw yours. I thought, what a great speech, and now he's going to be wrestling in December. Kind of seems like a waste. You should save that for when you're really retiring. And then I asked around, and yeah, it was over. So what can you do?
Yeah, exactly. What can you do? You know, I'm happy that, like, I caught it before. You know, before I got paralyzed, what would have happened if I would have went into that final battle match and taken an exploder the wrong way and then I'm paralyzed, you know, not only would it have changed my life, but my family's life, you know, they're, you know, it would have looked really bad on Ring of Honor, you know, it would have just, you know, and I think sometimes that wrestlers don't take care of themselves, the way they should just because of denial, you know, whether it be they don't have health insurance or, in my case, I didn't want to know the answer. Ignorance is bliss. I didn't want to know if I was hurt. Like, all I wanted to be told was, you're just getting up there in age and, you know, be careful and, you know, don't be afraid to take that Nikolai Volkoff bump. But in reality, it was, you know, hey, I got to get this fixed or, you know, my quality of life is going to change drastically.
Now, you obviously have been working as a commentator. And how did you enjoy the job? What was your mindset behind it? Was it sort of like, I'm going to just have fun with this? Was it, I want to be the best? Were there people that you watched to try to learn from?
Well, that's the question. I wanted to be different. I wanted to be, I could have been Steve Corino, the heel. And, you know, it's crazy because the fans, all of a sudden, once I went to commentary, that, you know, I think they were just happy that I wasn't in the ring anymore. They just said, you know what, we'll cheer him as long as he doesn't get in the ring. And so, like, I kind of became a babyface through the announcing, and I wanted to be different. I wanted to like heels and babyfaces. I wanted to hate some babyfaces and hate some heels. And, you know, the man crush that I have on Adam Cole is creepy. Is it, you know, it's something that Lawler would have done to a girl in the Attitude Era. Looking at different things, but I also want to come off as, I want me and Kevin to come off as two guys that are sitting in your living room and we're all watching wrestling and having fun together. It doesn't always have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be the textbook, play-by-play and color guy. And it's a work in progress. And, you know, Kevin Kelly's so great. I mean, he doesn't get enough credit because, you know, we don't go over the show. You know, most of the times I don't have the format. I go out there and wing it, and because he had heard once that that's what Gorilla and Bobby did. You know, they just went out and did it. Gorilla, you know, kept to the outline, and Heenan was Heenan. And I'll never be Heenan. I'll never be Gorilla. But we want to come off as guys that, you know, you're sitting in your living room with watching wrestling. I watched the Survivor Series on Sunday and with a couple of my buddies. And, you know, sometimes you make, you know, off-color remarks that the normal color commentator wouldn't make, or you make a quick joke here that not everybody would get, but some people would get. And I just want people to realize that, man, everything I've ever done in wrestling, I still love wrestling as much as I did as an 8-year-old kid. And I think it comes off that way. I mean, there's going to be people that don't like it, and, you know, they hate it. And, you know, hey, if you hate the commentary and stuff like that and you still continue to watch, you know, awesome.
Who says they hate the commentary? The commentary is good. Do people watch other wrestling? I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not trying to downplay you guys, but listen, commentary in wrestling nowadays sucks. And you guys do a good job. We got a very limited amount of time here. I got to ask this question before the break. In your retirement promo, you mentioned Hunter Johnson. That's Delirious's real name. I know from talking to people that he hates hearing his real name. Did he know you were going to say that, and did he say anything afterwards?
He didn't, but I am so surprised that he left that in on the TV one. Because we had the cut for TV, and then there's the full-length one. If you go to worldofcarino.com, I put it up there. They have the uncut version, and I was very surprised that they didn't cut that out.
Okay, hold on. We got to head to a break real quick. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Back here with the final segment of the show, Steve Corino joins us here today. And before we go, I want to give you a chance to plug everything you got, including your website, Destination America. The floor is yours.
Oh, wow. Thank you. My Twitter, at King Corino. Website, worldofcorino.com. I've been updating it a lot now that I sit at home. You can follow my Premier Wrestling Federation at PWF Crystal Coast. We got some good indie shows in the Crystal Coast, North Carolina. Destination America will be on every Wednesday night until we shoot over to Comet, which I think is December 3rd, 2nd. I don't know. I think it's the 2nd. And Ring of Honor, is it Ring of Honor? ROHWrestling.com. And yeah, that's about it. Buy my shirts, 20% off at ProWrestlingTees.com/Steve Corino.
That's right. I got 5 emails from Pro Wrestling Tees today about a big sale. It'll be running all week, a Black Friday sale, so you can get discounts on Steve's shirts. And Steve, I want to thank you very much for doing the show today. And of course, I want to, I don't know if apology is the right word, but we had to cut one of your segments because the wrestling world went crazy after Sheamus won the WWE title. So
wow, that is more important right now.
I did not get to any of the text messages today. And we are going to get...
Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll get you on before Final Battle, I think. And we'll
great.
Talk more about that and plug your stuff. But thanks so much again. And of course,
thank you.
Thanks everybody for listening. We are out of time. We'll be back tomorrow every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, free Sports Byline USA, tune in, etc. And we'll be back later on today. Filthy Tom Lawler for subscribers, as well as Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. A lot of stuff coming up. Check out WrestlingObserver.com. And we're out of here. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.